This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University is currently undergoing a period of change. The administration has announced a realignment plan as Western aims to recover from the two-year state budget impasse and declining student enrollment. One man who has studied the history of Western says this isn't the first time the university has experienced changes, and it likely will not be the last. Western Illinois University Professor Emeritus John Hallwiss wrote the book First Century, A Pictorial History of Western Illinois University. He says Western has come a long way since opening its doors as a teaching institution in 1902 when it was called Western Illinois State Normal School.
One matter that I like to emphasize is among Illinois' higher education institutions, public institutions, Western's the only one that was really initiated by a distinctive social cause. Yes, there were other teacher training schools already, such as Illinois State at Bloomington Normal with the first one. But Illinois had, at the start of the 20th century, a vast number of country schools, well over 10,000 of them, that had poorly prepared teachers for the most part. Grades 1 through 8, often in a single room, one teacher was trying to manage, and often that teacher had no teacher training or college at all. And some people recognized that that was a tremendous social disadvantage for rural youngsters, of which there were more rural youngsters in those days, of course, than there are now. And so Western was set up to prepare teachers for just the lower grades, 1 through 8, and especially to have them available to teach in rural schools. That was their cause.
100+ years later, you feel that Western is still, you know, holding its same mission and core values as it looks to educate this region?
It still has a similar mission. It's, of course, it was originally totally education, but it still has a similar mission to what it has had in recent decades, a variety of fine programs for people to choose from, high quality in a lot of ways in terms of the teaching. So we've got the basis for coming back, you know, as a university that has a broad and important purpose within the state of Illinois. Nevertheless, there's considerable anxiety, of course, because of the budget impasse recently, the layoffs, the furloughs, and the enrollment is right now at about 7,200 and some at the Macomb campus. Of course, that's down to about half of what it was at its highest point in the 1970s. Hopefully, that's going to go up as things stabilize and we get a better budget situation in the state of Illinois.
And as the university is looking now to make those sort of adjustments to the school based off of declines in state funding and student enrollment, and as you mentioned, you know, there's been those layoffs and elimination of a few program majors, and they're talking now about the potential realignment of the university. We've seen some of that, though, in the past, right, as the university has grown, dropped some programs, moved forward with others, created new ones. I mean, it's a living organism in a lot of respects that has changed over time. And this is just another one of those changes, you think, if we're putting it in a historical perspective and context?
Ultimately, it's hard for any of us, even administrators at this point, to know exactly whether Western is going to change its focus and become more of a technical kind of school. That's one of the questions, rather than a comprehensive university. Ultimately, I don't know. It's possible that we could become more of a technical school. I kind of doubt it. I think we're going to stay with remaining a comprehensive university because we've got so many good people here already in a variety of different fields. I think we've got a good reputation for having produced graduates, a vast amount of alumni in a wide variety of fields. So I don't think that we're going to narrow down and become a kind of technical school. Everybody sort of fears that at this point, that that could happen, and it is a possibility, but I really doubt it.
Would that be a 180 for the university, or would it be, again, you know, responding to the time?
Well, it would be responding to the times, but let me say this, that if you become a technical training school and you don't have the immense commitment to a deep social purpose and educating people so that they understand the world they live in, they can help cope with the problems in it. In other words, if you have that kind of focus, then you're still Western. You're still an extension of what Western used to be. If you're simply turning out people because they can make more money in this field than they can make in another field, then you've kissed a lot of Western's values from the past, what really made it significant. You've kind of kissed those goodbye. So we've got to be careful, whatever we do, that we maintain a deep sense of social commitment, that we turn out people who are graduates who have a broad education, who can understand a great deal. Maybe not just about a specific field like nursing or law enforcement, but how does that fit into what we know about social life and the nature of human beings and changing world culture and things like that. So again, I'm talking like an advocate of liberal arts education, which I am,
yes,
of course, known for
guilty,
being.
Guilty, right? Can that, though, be accomplished just through general education requirements, or does it require more than that as far as the offerings go for the university?
Well, it can be through general education requirements if you have a really good general education program. So students are required to take a variety of classes that give them a broad background in various fields. Then it's fine to have the majors in whatever particular field. And I hope that within those fields, whether they're business-oriented or whatever, they relate them to larger matters of human needs and cultural change and so forth. And Western should really be still emphasizing that kind of thing, social concern, because that is our heritage. That, I think, has done a lot toward having the producing students that have had a very positive attitude toward their experience at Western. It was a life-changing thing for them, really opened them up, really deepened them a great deal.
But this is the first time that Western has made changes, you know, based off of decline, right? I mean, what we've talked about previously was changes made out of growth and expansion. Or have there been times in the past where there was program elimination or?
Well, in a sense, there's always some fluctuation. There's always been program elimination because of cultural change. Home economics was big years ago because so many young women took that and then went out and taught home economics in high school and things like that. But cultural change takes place. And so you have those things replaced or altered very significantly to create other kinds of related fields. So you're always responding to cultural change. There's no question about it. We need to continue to emphasize what makes for a better world and what we can do to help people in a broad sense and make our own culture better, as well as turning out people who can get a good job with their degree from Western.
A popular phrase President Jack Thomas says quite frequently is, you know, Western's been here 100 years and it'll be here 100 more. Is that your belief as well?
I think it will be. Question is, how will it be reshaped, of course, and changed over that period of time? Yes, Western will be here, I think, for a long, long time to come and still doing some important work in education. Again, my caution would be that we remain aware of our heritage, remain aware of the importance of social commitment here at Western, and do the best as we adapt our programs to cultural change to have a broader vision of things.
John Hallwiss is a professor emeritus at Western Illinois University. He's written several books about the region, including First Century, A Pictorial History of Western Illinois University. During a news conference in July, WIU President Jack Thomas and Interim Academic Provost Kathy Newman outlined the administration's realignment plan for Western. President Thomas says he will provide more information about the plan during a university assembly on August 16th. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.